Last Tuesday afternoon, President Trump spent 4 hours in Puerto Rico assessing the damage of Hurricane Maria. Among his comments praising FEMA and the federal government's incredible and unbelievable job after the storm, he also said this.
Every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was just totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. And what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16 certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands. You can be very proud of all of your people, all of our people working together. 16 versus literally thousands of people.
2 hours after the president said that, the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rossello, revised that number, more than doubling it to 34. But the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with someone who says the count should be much, much higher. And Lauren joins us now for more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So Omaya Sosa Pascual is an investigative reporter with the Centro de Periodismo Investigativo based in Puerto Rico. And her work since September 20th has uncovered some troubling information about a potentially massive underreported death toll there. She says morgues in Puerto Rico are filling up. Families are burying their dead on their own after receiving no help. And the usual government system of reporting the deceased has broken down completely. And let me just say, she was a very difficult woman to reach. It took several days to get her on the phone thanks to downed phone lines and spotty cell service after the storm. So when we finally connected, I asked her first, has her reporting gotten the attention of government officials there?
The Secretary of Health himself, he practically accepted that the information was just not in because the government office that is supposed to process all the death certification, there's only one office with electricity in San Juan. So as of today, we still don't have all the processed death certificates since September 20th. The numbers we're getting and now revised, it is because of all the pressure that our reporting and the follow-up that most of the U.S. media has given the story, thankfully. You know, during regular times in Puerto Rico, you have around 1,200 deaths every 2 weeks. So if we're talking about 200 deaths they've only looked at, well, you know, that's only 16% of the deaths that occur in a normal situation. Right. We have no idea how many people have actually died from Maria-related causes in September 20th.
Did you just assume, I guess, when you heard these numbers, there's no way these are right, and then start digging into it? How did you figure this out?
Well, the number that they gave the second day after Maria was 16 deaths and wouldn't go up day after day. And all my sources in the health industry were telling me that people were dying at the hospitals and that the morgues at the hospital were packed. We have 69 hospitals in Puerto Rico, and I spoke to personnel, doctors, and a policeman that spoke to me and other sources.
When will those numbers, you think, be up to date? Can they ever get an accurate count, do you think?
Well, I published another follow-up story today with the Secretary of Public Security here, who's actually in charge of the deaths that are reported to the police stations and the Forensic Science Institute. So he's kind of becoming the spokesperson for this. And he admits that the numbers are going to keep rising, that they're going to keep coming in, and that there's a possibility that many will go unaccounted for because there are some CDC guidelines for the way you should fill out the certificates during in hurricanes and emergencies. And even though they were allegedly distributed right after the hurricane, people had no communication. So what he found out this week was that in meetings with hospitals, that it seems like most doctors were not filling these death certificates with those special annotations. So many may go unaccounted for because the death certificate has a medical cause of death. And if they don't do the extra annotation saying this was because the hospital lost electricity and there was no oxygen, for example, it will go on as a natural death. Mm-hmm. But information will start to flow in a consistent way, I expect, from next Monday because all the death certificates are being picked up by car like it was in the 1930s and being brought to San Juan to the data entry. It will go automatically to the CDC systems, and it takes only 24 hours for those death certificates information to come back with new numbers.
And how are Puerto Ricans responding to these sort of contradictory statements from the White House and from the president? Does it feel like this has been underplayed?
Yes, people are very angry. People were very angry at the government in the case of the dead people, because you have a lot of people saying, my father died in the hospital because of the emergency room was shut down, or my aunt died because she had no oxygen in her home. And people are very offended. And then President Trump says that in such light way when he comes here. Mm-hmm. And our governor, just knowing that that's not true, because 2 hours later he said something different, you know, just accepts it and says yes. I don't know who is provoking more anger now, if President Trump or our governor, in that sense.
Omaya Sosa Pascual, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I should also add, on top of the underreported death toll, FEMA came under fire last Thursday for inexplicably removing statistics on Puerto Rico's recovery from their website, including numbers of the population that has access to clean water and electricity. After I spoke with Omaya on Friday afternoon, FEMA restored those stats, which now say that 56.8% of the island has access to potable water and 26% of the population has electricity.
The show's Lauren Gilger. Thank you.
Thank you.